In Jesus' name, Lord, that your mind would reign. Lord, help us to be quickened today to receive your word. Help us to be ready. God, ready, running. Lord, with eyes affixed, Lord Jesus, on you, the prize, the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And even so, come, Lord Jesus, in your precious name we pray. Amen. I pray you have your Bibles today. We're going to begin in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Be heading over to Romans. If the Lord tarry, we'll end up in Thessalonians. If you don't have a Bible today, I'm confident the person by you does and would be very willing to have you look with them in their Bible. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. This is Peter upon the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Oh, what power came in his precious life as the Lord promised him he would have power after he received the infilling. And power to preach and believe and for the love of God to be continued to be shed abroad in his heart. In that 36th verse, Peter says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. If you move to the 41st verse, it says, then they that gladly received his word. And that's where we're going today, is receiving the word of God. And praise be to God, they did it gladly. Then they that received, gladly received the word, were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. In verse 47, it says that they were saved. Praise be to God. Now, they received the word of God. They heard the word of God, and they gladly received the word of God. They were saved. Then, praise God, if you go on over to Acts chapter 8, we have an encouragement of receiving more of the word of God. Here was for salvation. In Acts chapter 8, verse 14, it says, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. So they received the word of God, and now they want them to receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They were saved, but they had not received the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, here again, they received the word of God. They received the teaching, praise God, of the more perfect way. And the more perfect way from that salvation needed to move into the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And the disciples prayed with them and they received the Holy Ghost. Now I thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, in order to receive something, it must be taught, it must be heard, and it must be taken. Amen? Yes. It must be taught, it must be heard, and it must be taken. See, truth doesn't just come out of nowhere. In Isaiah 55:11, the Lord said, my word will prosper. My word will prosper in the thing that I have sent it to. And let me tell you something. He sent it to you. You are hearing the word of God this morning. And I will say this. As he said to us, I will have compassion upon whom I will have compassion. Isn't that marvelous? I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. This is our precious Lord. And I'll tell you what, it's that grace, his grace, that puts the desire in your heart. It's his grace that puts the desire in your heart. And then, praise God, his truth comes. But it comes one way into you. How? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, the Lord chose, and he said it very clearly, through the foolishness of preaching. Yes, we need a teacher, the word of God says. That's right over here in Romans chapter 10. Let's go on over there and see what that says to us today. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now listen to this. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?" Did you see that? Yeah, they needed to hear about him, didn't they? "And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." See, what it's saying here is without the message, without the teaching, there can never be a vision of it. It's impossible. The word of God says without a vision, the people perish. Now, think of this. Let's think of this. Why, if you ever think why those that know Paul's gospel, those that know Paul's gospel, those that know the bridal teaching, without exception, they've either been and heard in a meeting that teaches the bridal truth, they've had family that taught them the bridal truth or friends, or they had received literature in some way, shape, or form that preached to them and taught them the bridal truth. And why is it that way? Because there is no other way. It must be heard. It must be taught. And praise be to God, it must be taken. Think of this. Let's go back to Acts chapter 19. Here's more proof that it must be taught. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples." These were men that knew the word of God, that believed in Jesus. They loved the Lord. They found these disciples. And what did he say to them? He said to them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And here's their response. "And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." These were believers. They loved the Lord. They were saved. But they had never heard of the Holy Ghost. And why? Because they were never preached about the truth of the Holy Ghost. It never changes. If you're not taught it, you'll never hear it. And if you never hear it, you'll never believe it. It comes that way. They didn't know about the infilling of the Holy Ghost until it was preached to them. I think about little Timothy, that one that the Lord knew that would be encouraged by the Apostle Paul. How did he learn the Word of God? He learned it from his mom. How did his mom learn it? From his grandma, her mother. And then that was received by sweet Timothy. And then, praise God, how did they receive the things that were taught to him? Those were the things that were taught by Paul. And then, thanks be to God, he was encouraged of the Apostle Paul to continue on. See, you must grow up in Christ, but it only comes one way, and that's by hearing the Word of God and hearing the Word of God from those that know the Word of God. Did you read that about the one they must be sent? Yes. This isn't man's choice. This isn't man's desire. Paul was called an apostle by the Father and by the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't chosen of men. It wasn't done in a, as I call them, and I will say this, most of them, a cemetery, meaning a seminary. They'll tell you a lot of thought. They'll tell you a lot of cerebral things about the Lord. But I'll tell you what, if you want to really know the Lord, it's going to come one way, and that's by His Spirit. And He's no respecter of person. And let me tell you something, the Word of God is not confined to certain walls. The only thing that the Lord wants to do is to seep and penetrate the walls of your heart. I've heard one say this. Do you really think you have to know the bridal truth to be in the bride of Christ? I've heard people that preach the Word of God say that. Let me tell you something. You need to know the bridal truth to be in the bride of Christ. Just like we read here earlier, you need to hear that Jesus Christ died for your sin to accept Him as Savior. You need to be taught that. You need to be introduced to that. You need to, again, have that message given to you, just like those that receive the Holy Ghost. The meaning of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. The power of it, to be taught in that. And that's why there's a lot of experience in being filled with the Holy Ghost, but then the teaching's not there to go on to the meaning of why you got filled. It wasn't just for an experience and an emotional thing and this wonderful power that you experienced for a night or a day to speak in tongues. No, it was to open up, praise God, for the one, the Spirit of truth to come into your life. As the Jesus said to His disciples, He's been with you and He shall be in you. And the reason He was sent, praise God, and He was sent by Jesus, He said, I must go to send Him to you. To send Him to you, because there's many things, what? That I want to say. I want you to hear. I want to preach to you. I want to teach to you. But you can't receive them now. You can't even receive them right now with me in your presence. You need the power of my might. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then, praise God, He will guide you. He will lead you into all truth. Amen. That's truth. And the sad thing is so few Christians. I'm talking about people that go to church. They're robbed of the Word of God. How can you grow up without hearing the Word of God? How can you grow up fully without being fed the entire Word of God? He said, I want the love of God shed abroad in your heart. I want you to grow up to the fullness of me, the measure of me, the stature of me. And why? Because He wants a wife. And see right there, that should tell you. It's so obvious. But see, man, again, they want to twist things and let's just make things convenient for everybody to want to hear it. I don't know. I'll tell you what, God forbid I'd ever teach you and preach to you anything but the word of His grace and the whole counsel of God. But Jesus Christ, just like any other man, is not going to marry a baby. Grown men don't marry a child. They marry a full-grown woman that is ready for marriage. Is not the Song of Solomon, wouldn't that even be enough to tell you? There was the Shulamite. She had a little sister. She wanted to enter into that. But as beautiful and lovely as her little sister is, she was nowhere near of age to enter into marriage. Matter of fact, the Word of God says it very clearly. She wasn't developed. She had no breasts. She wasn't ready for that. She was of the family. Praise God. Just like Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, ministered to us in Romans through the Apostle Paul. As children of God, we're heirs of God. We're heirs of God. Isn't that wonderful? Children, we are heirs. Heirs of the Father. Amen. Just like my sons, they're heirs of their dad. But now it said, and joint heirs. And it didn't go back to the Father. It said, with Jesus Christ. If so be that you suffer together with me, that you also be glorified together with me. I've got one joint heir. She's right back there. She's my wife. Now the Bible speaks to us, and these are, I tell you, that is a cookie on a shelf, is it not? Come on. That's a cookie. It can't get any more clear than that. It shows that there is more. It's not a division, it's still one. Our family is one. Ask my sons. We're one. But they're my heirs, and she's my joint heir. And we're one in that. There's an order. There's honor and glory in the family, but there's the glory of the home as the mom. She walks before me. She's the one that's the first that comes into the room. These are things that you would have to say, I just don't want to see. And yet God has made it so plainly, amen? Amen. Just as plain as salvation. Just as plain as it is known that a man named Jesus came and claimed, I am the Son of God. Amen. I'm of Him. Amen. And He came and He died. And He told them, I'm dying for your sin. A matter of fact, not just yours, but for the sin of all men. It was that clear. It's that known. And the bridal truth is that clear, and it is that known. Now, here we go. One of my favorite encouragements of the Word of God. I love it. In Matthew chapter 8, I'll just tell you about the little story there. I know you already know it. There was that centurion, and he had a sick soldier. Cared for that man. And he went and saw Jesus, and he said, oh, you know, I need you to heal my friend. And Jesus said, well, let's go on to him. Oh, and that man said, oh, no. You're a busy man. You're a busy man. You just speak it, and it'll be so. And Jesus said unto him, and I love it, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. That was it. Bam. Just bam. It was done. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Didn't have to have theatrics. Didn't have to give him money. Didn't have to make a big event about that. He said it was that faith. Bam. And it was done. Now you've heard me talk about that 88-year-old young farmer out there named Herbie. And I always loved that man's testimony. He said, I didn't know God, anything about God. But then I heard about God. And I heard about salvation, about Jesus dying for my sin. And you know what? He said, I need that. And he said, bam! And I was saved. That fast. From death to life everlasting. And then he said, and then there was Uncle D. And those who don't know who Uncle D is, Duluth Hill, the pastor of 74 years in this precious meeting. He said he came to me and he told me about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Showed me in the scriptures. Herbie said, you know what? I need that. And he said, bam! I was speaking in other tongues. And then, praise God, he heard there was even more about this bride that Jesus would have. And about how Jesus wanted Herbie. He wants you. By the grace of God, to rule and reign with him, be glorified together with him. And he said he wanted that. And he said, bam! Just like that, he made it real to my heart. Turn on over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Aren't you thankful? How could you not have a sermon without a Bible study? How could you have a Bible study without a sermon? Anybody ever preached to you without the Word of God? That ain't preaching. And know it. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Now, here we go with the Thessalonian saints here. Don't say that too fast. You might have a problem like I do. For this cause also, in the 13th verse, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. This is Paul saying this to them. Because when ye received, here it is again, when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. That means, and it works like dynamite in you because you're believing it. Now they received the word of God as truth. Isn't that wonderful? And it says here that it worked effectually in them because they believed. Because they believed. Remember Peter, the very last encouragement that God wrote through him in 2 Peter? The very last thing that he said, truly, he said, you know that Paul? Yeah, he's that chosen vessel. He's that one. And he said some things that are hard to be understood. And see what Paul talked about? Paul talked about bridal truth. That's all Paul was going to talk about. That's all Paul would talk about, was the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He even told him, he said, the Lord didn't send me out here to baptize. He sent me out here to preach the entire word of God. This isn't just a baby pastor. This is for you to grow up into him in all things. This is to grow up fully as the wife, praise God, prepared and ready and arrayed for the Lamb of God. That's the message. And Peter said, you know, the stuff that was said by Paul, it's hard to be understood. But he didn't just stop there. He made it real specific of those that wouldn't understand it. Those that are unlearned. So you have to not want this. You have to not want it. Because I'm going to tell you something. You were built to receive the word of God. You were. He made you to receive it. And he did. Because let me tell you something. If you haven't recognized it yet, you need Jesus. You need Jesus. And then when you realize how much you need him and how he gave you everything of him, you want him more. You want him more. And you want him more because he's so wonderful. He's so loving. He's so perfect in his plan of love that he wanted me to share with him and have with him and to be with him. No, honey. He told those disciples even, they thought, oh, well, this is just great. We get to serve him. He says, I don't call you servants, knuckleheads. I call you friends. You're my friends. And he knew those friends were all going to turn his back on him, weren't he? He knew it, didn't he? Oh, Father, but you gave me these friends. Friends that are all going to deny me. What a friend we have in Jesus, huh? Oh, the word just causes me to love him more. But Peter said that stuff with Paul, it's hard to be understood by them that are unlearned. And then them that want to wrestle with it, that won't just settle down and believe like these precious ones of the Thessalonians. They received it not as the word of men. It's the word of God, the truth. Let me tell you something. If God himself appeared and he was speaking to you right now, would you listen to him? Well, let me tell you something. God himself has appeared, and you know what? His word is speaking to you right now. There's no difference because it's his word. Everything is about his word because everything's about his son. I'm glad you get it. I can see your eyes lighting up. But you know, I'll tell you what. You can know this. You don't have to be the ones that are unlearned and wrestle with the scriptures. You can know this because right now you're hearing it. You can know this because right now you are hearing it. So I would say this, once you know it, don't doubt it, stay in it. And a big thing, get away from those that don't want it. Get away from those that don't want it. They're not going to do you any good, and I do not care how great a friend they are. Now, let's go on over to Acts chapter 17. I was gone all week, and they said I get an extra hour today, so never let me go fishing, see? Brother Hill said, yep, maybe today the Lord will make you glad twice. Praise God. And then a multiple time. Acts 17, verse 10 says there, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea. And coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, those Thessalonians we just read about. These were even more noble in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Now, wait a second. We just read about some folks that it worked effectually in them that believed. But these were even more noble. Because why? They received the word with all And there's a big word there, readiness of mind. Now, I want you to think about this for just a second as we wrap this up. They searched the scriptures. And specifically, they were searching the scriptures to search out what Paul was saying to them. Amen? That's what they were doing. Now, I'm going to ask you, what scriptures were they searching? They were searching the Old Testament. What do you think's in that Old Testament, huh? After you know Paul's gospel. Just what these Berean saints did. They said, oh my. That bridal stuff. That rib portion. It came right out of Adam. That's the bride. That Genesis chapter 24. Oh my goodness, guys, did you see this? That bride for Isaac. How God sent that messenger to go get that bride. And you know what? God sent, or Abraham sent that servant of his to go get the bride for Isaac. And he didn't just send that servant out there to get a bride to the world. He sent that servant right back to his people. And out from his people, he would take a bride for his son. And then we go on over to, you know, that Noah and, man, the eight in the ark. And wait a second, we got the Shulamite. We got the, well, then we've got all of these Old Testament brides. Where I'm going with this is, do you see, they went and searched the scriptures after they heard Paul's gospel, after they learned Paul's gospel, and then Paul's gospel popped up all over the place in the Old Testament. It's marvelous, isn't it? Isn't our God, yes, I will say it, he is so awesome. He's so beyond. He's just so beyond, and it's so clear to us. And all you have to do is say, Jesus, I want that grace that you've given to give me an unction to understand this. Now, do you see it? See, they had not received, or they had not even known the bridal truth that was in Paul's gospel until it was ministered to them. But they received it. The priceless ministering of the whole counsel of God. And here it is. This is it. You take this today and go. I'll tell you what. Just praise him till he come. They received it with all readiness of mind. Remember, it was more noble, readiness of mind. Get ready for what readiness means. It means noble. And it means a king's mind. They received it with a mind of nobility. And the mind of a king of reigning. That's the truth. Now, when you go to the Word of God and what you've been taught, that's what you're going to find. And it's the truth. If you go in there as a servant, you know what you're going to come out with? A palm. That's right. And that's the majority of what's being preached to God's precious people today, is being a servant. You're hearing everything about the kingdom. About the kingdom. We're not in the kingdom age yet. No, we're in the church age still. Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of God right now. Know your word. We're not in the kingdom age. We're in the church age. The age of the church is for Christ to have a bride who will come out from among the church. The kingdom age will be for that time when the word will be preached to every creature. In that regard. And they'll pick up the snakes and the child to play on the with the asp. And all of those different things will happen. Some of them crazy ones are ahead of it. And they get bit by the snakes right now. Sorry. And you know what the sad thing is? Those are my brothers and sisters in Christ. But they don't listen to the word of God. It's the truth. So what we have here is that they received this wonderful encouragement, but not with servant minds and go and find in a palm. They had minds of kings and nobles. And they went in and searched Paul's gospel in the scriptures. And you know what they found? A crown. But see, you have to be taught that, don't you? Amen. And I hear you say it often, brother, and it's the truth. It's all right. Easy. Praise God. It's of kings to search out a matter. Have we not been in Galatians 4:1 for like about the past, 14 years now? Every Sunday? Because you know what? By the grace of God in my heart, I want you to get it. You're born a Lord of all. You're born a king. It's all there. But see, if you remain just in mentality, the servant, that's all, even though you're born king. Oh, but you know, it just so makes me feel so good. I just want to be a servant. Because that's what I should be for Jesus, because that just makes me feel good, makes my flesh feel good. I'm going to be a servant. I got my sons back there. I didn't have them born to serve me. I wanted them to grow up, and I wanted them to reign and even be on their dad, and they're doing it. It's the truth. You're a Lord of all. Let this mind be in you. The mind of Christ. He wants that mind of reigning. He wants that mind, praise God, of being glorified together with him. That mind, praise God, of ruling and reigning together with him. You believe it's time to really go on now, isn't it? See, this isn't just for some day in the future. This is taken now. Now. And see, we just dwell by faith in it, don't we, brother? Praise God. We just dwell by faith. Sister, we just dwell by faith in it right now because he says it. He says, call those things which be not as though they were. And see, I just dwell in that, and this could be one step even right now. Bam. And then my faith be made sight. But it's not going to be any more real to me then by the grace of God than it is right now. Because you know why? Because that word does not change. That word is the same. And I'll tell you what, he's given you that mind because he's preached this word to you. This is the preaching of kings. This is the preaching of ruling and reigning, glorified jointly together with him. Take what he's made you, take what he's given you, take what you are born of God now to be, to rule and to reign jointly with him. What a sad thing to ever think that it wouldn't be that. I've said it so many times, people kind of get up in my face and they say, well, you know, don't you think you should serve a little bit and this and that and everything? I got a wife back there. Let me tell you something. I know she loves me beyond. She did not marry me to serve me. But I'll tell you what, there isn't anyone who serves me more than my wife. Because she loves me. That woman asks me what she can get for me every moment of the day till I tell her to stop. And as I told you about this bum, I never lifted a finger much to ever help my mom. Shame on me. She was just too enamored with me. I don't know why. My brothers and sisters, I told you, especially my brothers, you're just worthless, Jesse. Well, yeah, I've come to find that out. But I'll tell you one thing. I fell in love. And I married my first love. And all I can tell you, maybe you get this. I love now to do dishes. And I love to vacuum. And I love to clean. Because I'm in love. You got it? I believe you do. Do you get this? Do you get it? Really, do you get it? He's giving you that mind of reigning. Ready. A ready wife. Readiness of mind. We're ready to go, aren't we, sister? Love you. Let's pray. Oh, praise God. Lord, thank you. And oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And oh, Lord, my cup runneth over and I shall not want. Oh, hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, the Comforter is come. The Comforter is come. Oh, in joy and thanksgiving, she has made herself ready. Oh, pour it forth, Lord God. Pour it forth, Lord God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for him. We give him all the praise and the glory now and forever. Amen.